Many languages shorten words in everyday speech. In English, we shorten a lot of words. One way we do this is with contractions, two words joined with a special mark called an apostrophe. The apostrophe shows the reader where letters have been removed. For example, the words is and not can be combined to form the contraction isn't. There is a letter missing between the letters N and T. Contractions are one of the most feared subjects for English learners. They usually do not enjoy writing or reading them. Many are unsure how to say them and often can't understand native English speakers when they use them. This fear probably comes from questions about them. Learners are unsure of what the words mean, which letters were removed, how to spell them, and where to put the apostrophe. Some English learners are even unsure whether contractions are correct English. They hear them in films and songs and may think they are not grammatical. In this Everyday Grammar program, we'll try to answer those questions. You may also remember an earlier program that shared some of the sounds of contractions. We use contractions in speaking, informal writing, and even some kinds of formal writing. They are indeed grammatical. You might even see contractions in newspapers, such as the Washington Post, or on television. Yet, we do not use contractions in very formal writing, such as in a college paper or a business letter. Native speakers almost always speak with contractions unless they purposely choose not to in order to emphasize something. Compare these sentences.
I'm not tired. I am not tired.
The first sentence seems to be a simple, factual statement. But if a native speaker uses the second one, they are likely emphasizing they are not tired. It makes a stronger statement. Using contractions makes your English sound more natural, but English learners are not required to use them. But since contractions are so widely used, it's a good idea to know their mechanics. This will help reduce misunderstandings and hopefully fear. Number one, most contractions are some form of noun plus verb. The first word is usually a pronoun and the second is usually an auxiliary verb. Contractions combine these parts of speech. Pronoun plus verb, as in he'll, meaning he will, and she'd, meaning she would. Noun plus verb, as in the books on the table. Name plus verb, as in Anna's going to a baseball game. Verb plus not, as in aren't, meaning are not, and shouldn't, meaning should not. And question word plus verb, as in where's the beef? And what's that? Notice again that most of these involve some form of noun plus verb. We can also make contractions with the words this, that, here, and there, as in this'll only take a minute, and there's my phone. Number two. Most verbs in contractions are auxiliary verbs. You may recall from earlier programs that auxiliary verbs are helping verbs. They help to give meaning or purpose to main verbs. In the sentence, she's leaving today, the word is acts as an auxiliary verb and is part of the present continuous verb tense. The main verb is leaving. Auxiliary verbs also include modal verbs, sometimes called modal auxiliaries, such as should, can, could, must, will, and would. Number 3. The verbs be and have act as auxiliary verbs in some contractions. In others, they act as main verbs. In a statement like, she's a teacher, the word is in she's is a main verb. But in she's leaving today, the verb is an auxiliary verb and part of a verb tense. Number 4. Affirmative contractions are never used at the end of a sentence. An affirmative contraction is a contraction that is used to confirm a piece of information. Let's hear an example.
Are you in the library?
Yes, I am.
The correct way to answer is, yes, I am, not, yes, I'm. Number 5, we do end statements with negative contractions. Listen to an example of someone answering a yes or no question.
Have you been to the new cafe yet?
No, I haven't.
Number 6. Contractions with the verb be plus negative can be made in two ways. To better understand this, let's hear examples.
They're not at the meeting place.
In this sentence, the contraction is they plus are.
They aren't at the meeting place.
In this sentence, the contraction is are plus not. The first way is more common than the second. Number 7. Do not make have into a contraction when it is the main verb. As I said earlier, the verb have can be either an auxiliary verb or main verb in contractions. But when a sentence uses have as the main verb, we do not shorten it. For example, Americans would not say, I've a cat, to mean, I have a cat. The British, however, do use this kind of contraction, although it is not as common as them saying, I've got a cat, which is not correct in American English. If you'd like to communicate more fluently and better understand the writing and speech of native speakers, it's a good idea to understand contractions. We hope this program has helped reduce your fears, but practicing is the best thing you can do. And remember, don't be afraid to make mistakes.